Hello and welcome to the British English Podcast. In today's episode, I am joined with Harry, the one and only Nutter that I rudely, accidentally labelled in the previous episode I did with Harry. Is that right? Is that how I called you?
I think you're introducing me in some way, but you started with an adjective beginning with an N or calling me something.
Yes, I said the one and only Harry.
It's like a slip of the tongue.
Yeah, but I said the one and only Harry Giles, and you thought I was about to say the Nutter. Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're probably just going to call me Nathan or something by accident. Yeah. The one and only Nathan Giles.
Yeah, the Nathans that I use on the podcast, that I speak with on the podcast.
Have you had...
No, I don't think I've had a Nathan.
Have you had a Nathan?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's a shame.
Just before we clicked record, we were talking about your hair right now. So today, your hair is... Would you say you're having a good hair day?
No, but the good hair days are getting less and less frequent in my life.
Why is that?
The older I get. Because, Charlie, I am balding. My hair is thinning to a worrying degree now. Yeah, it seems to be getting thinner and thinner. And yeah, I'm at a loss as to what to do with my hair.
You went to my wedding recently and you met Charlie's partner. So I'm called Charlie, but Stacey's bridesmaid is also called Charlie, short for Charlotte. Her partner, Matthew, he used to be bald and
right.
He now has a head of hair.
Oh, sorry. Who is
Charlie?
Charlie
is the blonde bride. Well, there were two or three blonde bridesmaids, but one of them.
Oh.
Her partner, Matthew,
big guy.
Yeah, there were two main...
Manly
men. One of them was bald and the other one was not.
Right, the non-bald one.
So the non-bald one
okay,
was bald before.
Right, yeah, didn't really think much of his hair.
No, well...
At all. I didn't go away from that wedding thinking, what a lovely head of hair that bloke
had. Yeah, well...
I didn't even know what his name was.
Matthew. But... He is going for a second round, unfortunately for him, because it's a very painful process. But he was saying that he was hoping that it would have blossomed into a thick head of hair, but it hasn't yet. And so he needs to go for another round of it. But it's just interesting that this is even an option in this day and age to get a hair transplant.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Before you begin, I'd like to let you know that we now have an official app released for the British English Podcast. You can now listen to this podcast on the new app and get all of the learning resources along with it. And for those of you who are just listening on your favourite podcast app, then I've got a present for you. Download the app, sign up to the course called Free Podcast Worksheets, and you will find every single episode available for you to listen to along with the free worksheet for that episode. A huge resource right there waiting for you to enjoy. So go download it right now at your app store, either by typing in BEP, BEP, or the British English Podcast. Links are also in the show notes. Enjoy this episode.
If you have enough money, it's a very feasible option. It's like, yeah, I'm just gonna go and do that.
Yeah, very painful though.
Some people are like that. Yeah, it's a good option to fall back on. I've never thought about it being painful. I've never considered that side of it because I haven't met anyone who's had that treatment, but I guess it would be, right? It's a kind of replacement surgery, right? They're kind of implanting
the follicle, I think, in under the skin.
Follicle.
And that means basically that follicle will make your skull bleed from that one point times 1,000, because you've got to have that everywhere. So there's like 1,000 points of bleeding.
Yeah, I think I will go for it, actually.
Yeah, I'm an ambassador for it.
Put it like that. 1,000 points of bleeding. Come to Turkey. Get your hair done.
What makes you say that? Somebody else said that the other day. You go to Turkey for it.
They're quite famous for, or they are famous for doing dental.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've not heard of this, but maybe I've been out of the country.
I've just heard you can get quite cheap cosmetic surgery in Turkey is what I've heard.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe. I'm actually blessed with a good head of hair and I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. Looking at your face,
You wait. That's what I said 5 years ago.
Really? I mean,
are you saying I've been balding for longer?
Yes. I mean, it's if you look at your father.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
It's not surprising.
And your brother. It shouldn't come as a great shock.
Your brother's hair, what's his hairline like?
Very thick. Oh. His hair's very, very thick. Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
He's got...
You're pardoned.
Is it all the way down?
Yeah, he's got a good hairline.
A good hairline.
And he's got a thick head of hair.
All right.
Yeah, very dense.
I stand corrected. Apologies if any of your family are listening to this.
They're not.
No.
No, when we went our separate ways from Ruut, that was well and truly it for my parents consuming anything with your voice on.
Really, they don't feel the urge to get some more Harry through Beth.
No, there's no speak of it. There'll be no talk of Beth at the dinner table. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
How's the podcast? Mum, shut it. No surprise. Yeah. So, yes, it came as no surprise that, well, it should come as no surprise that I'm starting to thin on top. I say starting. It probably started a while ago, to be honest. And one of my mates, JJ from uni, he was the first to point out that I had a bald patch appearing on the crown of my head.
Oh, and that was recent when you saw him last, no?
That was 10 years
ago. Oh, okay. Right.
More than 10 years ago.
Oh, I see. Right. And so do you think you could rock a skin head?
That's a good question. And I don't know. I remember when I was a kid, I shaved my head at one point. And I thought I looked pretty cool. You really don't know until you do it, do you? You don't know what shape your head has taken.
I think some people know that it's absolutely not going to work, like me, like my alien little head. I don't think that would ever pass as anything other than very ill.
Oh, he is ill. Is that what happens to ill people? Their head goes a weird shape.
No, it's just if your head is that shape, there's no logical reason as to have shaved your head other than because you're ill and you've lost your hair.
I see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exposing that kind of head shape.
But hair loss is not an illness.
No, hair loss is not an illness. It's a part of growing older and being wiser to tell many interesting tales.
The part of death.
One step.
But it's
closer.
A good reminder of death.
Is it? Yes.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
In a depressing way or an enlightening way?
Well, it can go either way, can't it? But yeah, everything that we lose can be either a refreshing or an enlightening or depressing reminder that we're going to end up in the ground.
Imagining you clipping your fingernails, either crying or laughing with joy.
That's why I've got them so long. That's a loss. That's a monthly loss I'm trying to cut down on. Oh, pardon the pun.
Don't pardon the pun, I think. Okay, so today's episode, we're done with the small talk now, I think, aren't we? We've peaked with the cutting of fingernails. That equals end of chit chat. On to theme.
Yeah.
Today's theme, Harry, would you like to do the honours and tell the listeners?
Yeah, so well, I might be wrong, Charlie, but aren't we playing a game of Guess Who today?
We are, yes.
Celebrity Guess Who. It always is Celebrity Guess Who, though, isn't it? It's not like random blokes in the pub Guess Who.
Yeah, Dave on the corner of my street Guess Who. That wouldn't quite work, would it? Guess Who, celebrities. I hope that you are keeping in mind that it is British celebrities to add to the British culture of the theme of the episode and the show. But yeah, we're going to take it in turns to guess each other's thoughts, effectively, creating some good questions for you guys to appreciate the structure of the questions and also the adjectives that we give each other in response to who we're thinking about. Remember that this episode, just like every single other episode on this show, comes with a free worksheet where you get to see some of the best native expressions that come up in this very episode, along with definitions made for you, a non-native learner. I've even designed it so that you can play the podcast episode on the same page as the free worksheet. It's super user-friendly, so head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com right now and check out the free podcast worksheets, or or simply click on the link that says free podcast worksheets in the show notes of this episode. Harry, would you like to go first as the guesser, or would you prefer me to go first as the guesser?
I'd like to be the guesser, if that's okay.
Okay. Yes, it is okay. We're all okay. Okay, so the first person that I'm thinking of, I don't want to give you too much of a clue straight away, but they are very well known for having been part of our teenage years. We were born in the 1990s, throughout the noughties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I to ask you questions?
Yeah, go for a question.
Were they child? Were they in their childhood years?
It's nice. Yes, they were also in their childhood years. In fact, they were of a similar age to us whilst they were on our...
At the height of their fame.
Oh, well, were they at the height of their fame? I think this person has continued to do a variety of things, but still stay in the forefront of our minds.
Wow. Yeah, I'm struggling because normally what came to my head straight away was Macaulay Culkin, but he's obviously American, but he's someone that I remember being very successful when we were kids. But I mean, he's definitely older than us. He's probably like 8 years older than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I'm intrigued. How would you... Can I ask open questions or do they have to be yes, no questions?
They could be open questions, yeah.
Okay. How would you describe this person's personality?
I would describe them to be very kind, charming, probably, in a feminine way. Because charming is often collocated, I'd say, more with males, which is interesting to think about, isn't it?
True. Yeah, it's very true.
Obviously, a shame.
Yeah, it's about, like, it's often associated with, like, chivalry, being a gentleman.
Yes.
But, okay, so in a feminine way, does this mean he and he's gay, or he's camp, or is it a female?
It's a female. Oh, a good word would be incredibly altruistic. Towards the latter part of her career. Again, very active now, but she wasn't known for her altruism at the beginning of her rise to fame.
That's interesting. Is she an actress?
She is an actress.
Okay. And she does a lot of... What are her favourite causes in terms of the activism and charity work she does? Is she a feminist?
She is a feminist, yes. I believe she's a United Nations Women... Goodwill ambassador, or was. I'm not sure if she still is.
At last.
What else? I'll throw another thing in there. She's a graduate from Brown University.
Brown University? What is that?
Brown University.
I've never heard of
in
that.
In America, in Rhode Island.
Oh, right. Duh. Brown University in Rhode Island. Okay. Interesting.
I think it is probably one of the top universities over there.
Okay. I don't even know. I'm not going to pretend I know what that university is. But okay, so she was educated in America. That's interesting. But rose to fame here in the UK. I think I've got a name in mind. Shall I go for it?
No, not yet. Let's just add. So I think this was after her usual education. This was probably a master's or something.
Okay. So a bit of further study, yeah. Higher education.
Does that change your mind, or you feel like you know?
I feel like I know. I might be well off.
Okay.
But do you find her attractive?
I do find her very attractive. Yes. She's a beautiful person.
Oh, beautiful person.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
I would also add that she's sophisticated, got a sophisticated look.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, does that help you?
That fits the profile that I have in mind.
Good. Another one you could say fits the bill. Isn't that a phrase? Fit the bill?
Fits the bill. Bit different, but it's definitely a phrase.
Is it different to fits the profile? I have made a quick quiz for you to take for free that tests if you are actually improving your English from listening to this specific episode. If you pass it, that means you're using your time effectively, and I'll say congratulations. If you don't pass it, then I'll have to bend you over, get my slipper and, sorry, it's not the 70s. What am I doing? I will throw away the slipper and simply say, I suggest spending a bit more of your focus on each episode to ensure that you're actually progressing with your English studies. To take the quick quiz, click on the link that says Take Quick Quiz, which is in the show notes of this episode. And if you don't know how to find the show notes in the podcast app you're using, it's normally found by clicking the options button on the player screen, which looks like three dots in a row. Once you've done that, click Go to Episode, and you should see the link staring you in the face. Best of luck, and I do hope you pass with flying colours so that you don't need to be sent to the headmaster's office. Let's get back to the episode, shall we?
Fits the bill.
To be suitable for a particular purpose, fit the bill.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, she fits the profile that I have in mind, like the person who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But yeah, fits the bill would definitely work. Like, if we said, if we were making a film and we had a role that we're looking for, we're casting for, looking for an actress, we could say, oh, yeah, she definitely fits the bill. Like, she is perfect for this role.
Exactly. Nice. Okay, so you think you've got her in mind?
Yeah, I think I do. I can ask you more questions if you like. Was she in a massive series of blockbuster films?
She was, yes. She was in one of the biggest franchises of films that we've had in our lives, yeah.
Okay, I've got her. Although I can't think of her name. All I can think of is her on-screen name.
Okay. You tell me her on-screen name, who you think it was, and then I will reveal whether that's true or not later in the episode.
So I'm going to say Hermione Granger. I'm not going to look at you because your face is going to tell me I'm right
or
wrong.
I've got a poker face. So Hermione Granger. Okay, you think it's Hermione Granger, and that is... Still don't remember?
Still don't remember. No?
So that person is called Emma Watson.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
Emma
okay.
Watson, yeah. Yes.
These names just get lost. I can see different actresses and actors, and I don't know their name.
Okay.
I'm really bad with that.
Well, you're not a big Harry Potter fan, so I'll let you off on that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Have you watched any of the films?
I've seen most of them.
Oh, you've seen most of them? You just still don't like them?
No.
Did you watch them when you were younger?
No, I watched them a bit late, to be fair. I had one disappointing British holiday, British summer holiday to Whitby or something. We stayed in this cottage. It was called Rock Cottage. Every other year, we were lucky enough to go to somewhere really nice. We'd go to Greece or something. And then the other year, we would stay in England and we'd go often to this place, Rock Cottage.
Right.
And it was nice. It was in a really nice little town. But, you know, when you're young, you want to just go abroad and get lots of sun.
Yes.
And on one occasion, it was particularly rainy. It was a really wet week. It was horrid. And we turned this small dining room table into a table tennis table, which was really fun. That's when I got into ping pong.
Which you are excellent at now.
Thank you, Charlie. Not sure if I am now, to be honest, but appreciate it anyway. I'll take that. But when we weren't playing ping pong, I was watching Harry Potter. And I watched, I think, the first three, just like bashed them out and loved them. And then I didn't revisit them for another 5 years, probably. And I watched the first one. I really liked the first one, actually. I liked the first one. Quite enjoyed the second. Then I was like, yeah, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, they do change. They evolved throughout the whole series of films, definitely. They got a lot darker throughout three and four, and then really quite dark. Yeah, I think it might be an age thing, because I'm 33 years old, and I still like to play video games, sue me. And I was very excited for the Harry Potter video game that came out earlier this year. I bought it recently.
Really?
And I couldn't stand it. I haven't given it a fair chance, but I tried it for a whole 2 days, and yeah. Didn't enjoy it at all. Felt like I was being treated like a child on the game. And then I realized, yes, that's because I am being treated like a child. It was designed for younger people than me. Maybe. Definitely. But the books do cater for all ages, I'd say. I think all adults can enjoy the books, but you didn't give them a go.
No, I think I tried reading the first one. I read a couple of pages. My friend William lent them to me, and I was just like, no. I wasn't into reading. Couldn't get into it. Just, I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't interested at all.
You read a lot in Spanish, don't you?
Not really.
You used to. Really. When we would go on trips, you'd get your Kindle out and you'd read Spanish books all the time.
Was in a good habit of reading, but nah, I've been pretty... been slacking in recent years,
okay.
To be honest with
you. My follow-up question would have been, do you think you've read more Spanish books than English? But
well, maybe it would be close. I haven't read that many novels. What I need to read more, because I sometimes when I get into a book, I'm like, this is the best thing. Like, you get lost in it. It's satisfying,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I need to do this more. But there's so many things we could do with our time. And I choose to spend mine watching porn. No, I'm joking.
Oh, God.
I don't do that. I'll tell you what I watch, Charlie. I watch monks on YouTube talking about Buddhism. That's what I watch.
Yeah, you do. I can imagine that. I mean, I'm not imagining the other thing, but yeah.
I don't watch porn. I barely watch it.
Well, I think that means we are ready for the next celebrity, but this time I will be doing the guessing.
We will leave it there for part one of today's episode. Thank you very much for listening up to this point. If you did want to listen to part two and part three of this conversation, then you can head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com and check out the premium podcast or academy memberships. The premium podcast gives you access to the full conversation along with extended glossaries, transcripts, and flashcards, whereas the academy gives you all of that plus exclusive videos and audios for the season-based episodes, explaining the vocabulary, exampling them, giving you quizzes, writing assignments, and weekly speaking classes on Zoom. But if you were just here for part one of this conversation, then I thank you very much for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed the show. Do grab that free worksheet by clicking the link in the show notes. My name's Charlie, and I will see you next week on the British English Podcast.
Remember to take that quick quiz to test your knowledge of this episode and to see if you're using your time effectively or if you're wasting it. Oh no, let's hope you pass. Find the link to it in the show notes of your podcast player. I'll give you a hint. It says, take quick quiz. Best of luck.